This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have a major update on OG Anunoby. As we all already know, Anunoby is set to miss tonight's Game 5 against the Indiana Pacers. But when is Anunoby set to return? Is he going to return during this series against Indiana, or will he return at some point during the postseason? Well, thanks to Ian Bagley, an NBA insider, he recently sat down with a specialist who helped to answer this question about Anunoby and potentially when he can return for the New York Knicks. We're going to break down exactly what this specialist said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. NBA insider Ian Bagley helps to reveal a major update on OG Anunoby and potentially when he can return for the Knicks. Now, that's the main question on everybody's mind. Where is Anunoby in terms of recovery? When can he come back for the Knicks? Will it be against Indiana? Will it be during this playoff run? Or will he miss this entire postseason? This is what we need to understand. Thankfully, Ian Bagley spoke to Tom Thibodeau, and he gave us the following update about OG Anunoby and where he currently is in terms of recovery. According to Ian Bagley, here's what we know about OG Anunoby's hamstring injury. He'd been getting treatment 3 times a day with the Knicks medical staff in Indiana. As of Sunday afternoon, Anunoby had not started running yet. In his pregame press conference on Sunday, Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau said Anunoby was doing pool work and not running yet. So Ananobi's rehabbing, but he's in the pool. He's not running yet. That also means he's not taking contact yet. And what did I say so many weeks ago when we were talking about injuries, coming back from injuries and things like that? I was speaking about contact and how important that step in recovery is. Because until you get to contact, everything you do until that point is a race to get there. Because contact alone can take about a week to come back from. Maybe a few days, depending on how you look in the first couple of days of taking contact. However, if you don't look good or in normal recovery times, you're likely going to need a week after taking contact before returning to the court or even being cleared to return by the medical staff. That's what we have to look forward to at this point in time. After hearing this update from Ian Bagley, it's absolutely clear to me. Even though I want Anunoby back as soon as possible, it's clear. The fact that he's only doing pool work, has not moved on to contact yet, and contact taking about a week, he's likely going to miss the entire Indiana Pacers series and might miss a few games of the next series we face off in the Eastern Conference Finals. Either way, that's what it seems like right now given the update from Bagley. And unfortunately, I'm not the only one who holds this belief. For more insight into Anunoby's hamstring strain, SNY reached out to Dr. Guillem Gonzalez Lomas, an associate professor of orthopedic surgery at the Sports Medicine Center at NYU. The professor stated, recovery from a hamstring strain is contingent on training room rehab, but probably, more importantly, on time. It is impossible to predict a return to play without having all of the information, including exam and imaging, but recovery from these injuries usually lies in the weeks, not days time frame. Just like I thought after hearing that Ian Bagley update about Anunoby, it sounded like he was a few weeks away, not a few days. And according to this professor, they absolutely agree with that too. They believe Anunoby is a few weeks away. A few weeks away likely means out of this Indiana series, we're not going to see him again in this series, and likely going to see him again against Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, if and when we get there. But that's, again, another story for a different day. Right now, the goal is Indiana. Get by them, and then it's the Celtics. But we still have to understand, what type of roster are we going to have moving forward? It seems like it's going to be the same roster we saw in Game 3, Game 4, and likely in Game 5 tonight. because we're not going to be able to see anything really different. We don't have the players to see anything different. And Ananobi can't come back to impact the game, likely until it's too late. So we're going to have to close out the Pacers without OG. We give him a few extra days to rest. Hopefully he comes back against our final series in the Eastern Conference against whoever we're playing, likely Boston. And then we move from there. We try to win game by game from there. We have to get there first, though. No skipping steps. We're not trying to skip over Indiana. We understand what the mission and the road ahead is. Indiana. Finishing out them and then moving on. But we're not moving on until Indiana is done and down for the count. Tonight, we lay that final nail in their coffin once we win game 5 and then head on to the road to close them out in game 6. We're definitely going to do that. I have full faith in this Knicks team. I think next man up mentality and just finding a way to win. It's defined this team each and every game this season. It will define us tonight. SNY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Also continue their questioning and ask the following. Is there a minimum amount of time he should be sidelined for based on the known timeline of events slash rehab? According to the professor, most importantly, he should not be rushed back before the muscle is ready. The zeal to return as soon as possible can create a risk of reoccurrence and potentially a more severe, debilitating injury. The mildest cases will sideline players for at least 1 to 2 weeks, if not longer. If you didn't believe me, or you needed any more convincing, I think you have it right there. As the professor just stated, even in the mildest forms, a hamstring strain likely will keep a player out for a minimum of 1 to 2 weeks. If that's the case, he is not playing against Indiana again, and we are likely seeing him against Boston, because that's likely who the Knicks are going to face if and when they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if we get him back against Boston, I am okay with that. We are going to need him against Boston. We need OG to beat Boston. We do not need OG to beat Indiana. Would it be nice to have him? Absolutely, because that's OG Ananobi, who is not only coming into his own on offense for the Knicks, but defensively, he is a game changer for the Knicks, and he shuts down a lot of what the Pacers want to do. We saw that in game 1 and, of course, in game 2. So we have to understand what losing Ananobi does. But we also have to understand that the Pacers are a better team at home than they are on the road. And tonight, they are in our house, the Garden, the Mecca. They have to show up. They have to take care of business, and they have to try to get a win. But you know what? The Knicks are going to be extremely motivated. They are going to have the fans behind them, on their side, and willing them ahead. And not only that, I believe Jalen Brunson is going to have a monster game for us. Yes, he's been injured and dealing with injury, but that blowout gave him something. It gave him time. It gave him additional time to rest, to watch the game, get even more mad, and get even more motivated. And I think you're going to see that motivated Brunson tonight. He is going to go off, and he is going to help the Knicks capture an extremely important game five. The Knicks win this game, they will go on the road and they will close out the Pacers. They will win this series and they will go to the ECF. That has been the goal since the start of this whole thing, and we have to get there. We will get there. This Knicks team is built for it, and even though we're losing player after player, we are going to get it done because all we know how to do is win, fight, and keep fighting. We don't stop. We will never stop. And as long as Jalen Brunson and his hands, legs, and mind work, we are never, ever going to quit. And we will always have a chance to win the game. That's how good Jalen Brunson is when he's on point and not having to deal with any type of injuries. Unfortunately, though, he is not 100%. But you know what? Many players on this Knicks team are not 100% either. But they're sucking it up. They're doing what they need to do. And they're putting everything out there when they're on the court. That's all you can ask of any NBA player when they're out there, giving their best maximum effort. And I think you see that from each and every Knick player. Now in game four, maybe you didn't see that. But in game five, you absolutely will. You saw it in game one. You saw it in game two. You saw it in game three. That's the pattern. One game is not a pattern. It's an outlier, a blimp in the system. A pattern is what you look at. And that's exactly what I'm doing, looking at the pattern. And the patterns tell me this Knicks team will come back fighting, will come back fierce, and will come back to prove a point, send a message, and make a statement. They will absolutely do that. And since this game is going to be broadcasted on TNT, you know the hate is going to be alive and well with Shaq and Chuck and all of those other guys. But you know what? It's fine. I'm okay with that too. I love when the Knicks get to silence the haters as well as everybody else who doesn't believe in us. That's going to happen again tonight when the Knicks beat the Pacers down and take game five. But going back to Anunoby, it is absolutely concerning to hear that he's likely going to miss up to 1 to 2 weeks with this hamstring strain, likely putting him out of the rest of the Pacers series and potentially missing a few games of the Eastern Conference Finals. But there is still hope that he could return. And returning against Boston, who the Knicks potentially are going to play in the ECF, that could mean very good things for the Knicks and their playoffs hopes and dreams. But right now, all of that is contingent on them winning game five against Indiana. They have to take care of business tonight, and I have a feeling they are definitely going to do that. But what about you guys? What do you think about the latest injury updates about OG Anunoby? And how do you feel about the fact that specialists and doctors feel like Anunoby is likely going to miss 1 to 2 weeks with that hamstring strain? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.